Welcome to Get Comfortable, the podcast where we're tossing aside the rule book and diving deep into the juicy, messy, and sometimes awkward world of sex, relationships, communication, and making our own damn rules.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Jody, and we're your hosts.
Find a comfy spot and join us every Monday as we laugh, learn, and challenge the status quo. Subscribe now for a journey into uncharted territories of communication, relationships, and self-discovery.
Today, we are talking about the 4B movement. You may have heard of this as it's gaining traction on social media and all over the world, actually. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've also probably heard that women are collectively tired of it. When it comes to how we are repeatedly treated by men. I want us to understand what this movement actually is and why it's gaining so much traction. That's what we're talking about today. So patriarchy has been around for a while. While, yes, some laws have changed in recent times, there are still a lot of laws that negatively impact women and a lot that are rolling out that negatively impact women. There was one just, I think, maybe not today, but just this week, a law in, I want to say, Arizona from the 1800s that was reinstated. That's kind of scary, honestly. Mm-hmm. Anyways, patriarchy has been around for a while. And while some laws have changed, there are still many laws that negatively impact women and studies that relay what most women already know, that sexism is very much alive and unwell. Today, we are going to talk about the 4B movement, what it is, how it got started, and dig into why it is picking up so much traction from women everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean globally. This is in the States now, but it didn't start here. Jody, do you want to tell us what the 4B movement is?
The 4B movement was started by women in South Korea in 2019, and it sort of translates to the four no's. The four no's include dating men, marrying men, having sex with men, and having babies with men. The 4B movement is a veto of these things as a way to push back against the patriarchal society that tells women how to look and dress and how to behave for men.
Women want to be seen as more than just what they are or can do for men. And one way to do this is to separate from the structures that keep them tied to men for the benefits of men. It's about decentering men from our narratives and creating lives that are fulfilling apart from men. But it's also to make a point. It's to say, we aren't going to put up with it anymore. We've fought for change and you don't want to change. So we aren't going to try to change you anymore. We will change what we can control, and that's how we interact with men. Jody, do you think that you could ever see yourself joining something like the 4B movement?
Yes, absolutely. If I wasn't, I mean, obviously my situation's a little different since I'm married, but if I was not, if I was single, seeing how, and I know not all men, but a lot of men have even just reacted to this movement in general, it makes me want to be more a part of it and joining it. And like, yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm not sure. So I'm not married. I don't intend to get married. That part I think I could be on board with, but I do already have a child though. So I'm out there, but I don't want to have more kids. I don't know though. Sometimes I think that, you know, one more bad relationship with a man and I might just be there. I feel like as women after a breakup, and I see this with other women too, but I'm speaking for myself. Like we analyze what we could have done differently, how we could approach things differently next time. How can we show up better in relationships? How could we have shown up better in that relationship? And like, we really try to look at that and grow and do better moving forward. After each relationship, we want the next one to be better. And the man just wants his next girlfriend to be easier or more subservient. And yes, that is a massive generalization. And maybe I do pick the wrong men. But I also get quite sick of this narrative that when a man does something wrong, it's our fault as women for choosing them or for allowing it. Anyways, I enjoy being single. And sometimes I feel like maybe I'm the best version of myself when I am single. But I don't think that I would veto men forever. And to be honest, I don't think that's really what the movement is about anyways. I probably will remain single for a little bit and be more cautious and selective about entering romantic relationships with a man, which honestly, I think is in some ways a lot of what the movement is about. It's about, look, if we're not going to be able to be in relationships that are healthy for us, in relationships where there is equality, we're just going to remove ourselves from the conversation or whatever. So I don't know. I guess that was like a very rambly way to say that I don't know that I would necessarily participate in that movement, but I definitely see why the movement is needed. And I'm not against it. I'm really not.
I'm not against it. I can almost 100% say that I would probably be all for it if I was single, because at this point, I'm just constantly, every day, something else happens. I see something, I hear something, another to a friend just randomly online, that men are just fucking awful and they're not getting better. And I want
I
nothing to
think
do with that. I don't want to date that. I sure as hell don't want to have sex with that. Like,
I know. You know what it is for me? I think because I spent so much time with like the whole church stuff and being abstinent and in this like very long season of singleness and abstinence, that it's like, okay, cool. Now I'm like, I've done all of my healing work and I've like stepped back into the dating world within the last few years. And I feel like around the time that I stepped back into it was also the time that women are collectively like, hey, let's be abstinent.
wait, when's it my turn?
like, man. I'm like, dealing with men is difficult. Dating men is difficult. And I don't think that men understand that, because I do hear things like, gosh, where do you find these guys? Where do you not find these guys?
Where do you
Because,
find the ones that aren't this way?
right. And the thing is, I know that there are better men out there. I know that there are good men out there, but the bar
Where?
is very low and it is very rare. And that is unfortunately, that's not. I feel like guys hear it and they think like, oh, you're just bitter because you've had bad experiences with men. But every woman I know has consistently had bad experiences with most, if not all, of the men that they've come in contact with. And so it's not like, oh, I had one bad experience with a man and now I hate men. Like, we're
No,
not
it's
having
not
a lot of
just,
good experiences with men.
no, we're not. Especially, and it's especially the nice guys. I'm a nice guy until you reject me. I'm a nice guy if you do what I say. I'm a nice guy if you give me what I want and give me attention.
I'll protect you unless there's a man who is a perpetrator that needs defense, and then I'm more concerned with his reputation. I won't protect women in that sense, but I will protect you in the sense that like I will get the door.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy. I got the door for you. Now suck my dick.
Ew.
Sorry. Okay. So, why is the 4B movement gaining traction in the US? Well, social media has caused this topic to recently trend, with a ton of women in the US and other areas opting in because collectively, women are sick of the patriarchy and sexism and being treated poorly by men.
I also think that women are a bit tired of fighting. And this feels like a peaceful way to sort of take our power back by recentering ourselves and our lives and not feeling like we either have to remain frustrated or settle. Like we can just be happy and whole on our own. And there's really a lot of freedom in that.
So, criticism of the movement. Criticism comes mostly from men who don't generally understand or like the 4B movement. In fact, a lot of them seem to be really mad about it. Some of the criticism includes the fact that there are differences for women in South Korea and that women in the US don't face the same battles or need something like this.
So I think a few things there. I think one, yes, what women are facing in South Korea is not a one-to-one to what women in the US are facing. But I think that women collectively, honestly, across the globe, that are experiencing patriarchy, have this united sense of understanding for each other in similar experiences. We all have these shared experiences, even if they're a little bit different. And I also think there's a lot of misunderstanding about women in the West from probably women from other countries. I've seen with some misconceptions. I saw one girl making a video and she was like talking about how feminists in America voted Trump into office and they just want to be in power with the men. And I don't think that that is an accurate representation. I don't think that I'm going to guess not many, if any, of the people who voted for Trump would have at the time called themselves feminists. I could be wrong, but yeah, I just think there's misunderstandings, especially from men. Men in America do not see sexism. They don't see it. In the same way, that for a long time, white people, or and still there are white people who don't see racism. Because when you are in the party of privilege, you don't have to see it. I know when I was younger, I did not see or understand racism. And because I grew up in conservative spaces, I didn't even see sexism because I had these blinders to it until I was educated. And then you can't unknow it. You can't unsee it once you start to be aware of like, oh, this is unhealthy, or oh, this is, you know, yeah. Like if you don't know that you're making less than the guy sitting next to you who does half of what you do, you're, as soon as you find that out, you have now a reason to be upset. And this idea that sexism doesn't exist in the U.S. is just ridiculous.
Absolutely.
And the men that don't see it, I think it's because a combination of probably they choose not to see it. But I also think that these are things that as women, it's not like, oh, I've experienced sexism, but most women don't, but a few women have. Every woman has experienced sexist situations. There was a study a while back that showed 97% of women have experienced sexual harassment. I think it's something like 1 in 4 women experience sexual assault by male perpetrators. And yes, men are sexually assaulted too, typically also by male perpetrators. We just have a long way to go still. I mean, it wasn't until the 70s that women were legally allowed to own credit cards without their husband's name. This is the first time kind of in history that women have been able to live without being married. Mm-hmm. And the number of women that are choosing not to, it's telling. It's
Absolutely.
Telling.
Yeah. And men are refusing to change. And to kind of bring it back full circle about like the differences, yes, life for women in South Korea is different for women in the US. But if you're looking at the details, but it boils down to basically women just want to be treated like humans. We want to be treated as equal. And that's it. And that's for globally.
Yes. And I don't think men understand what it means to be treated equally.
No, they don't.
I really don't think they do, because a lot of men will think that if they do the dishes here or there, that they're doing more than their fair share. But they only think that because they're viewing it from the point of it's the woman's job to do all of these things. And I mean, there are just literally studies on top of studies on top of studies that show us the differences in where there are inequalities between men and women in the U.S. and certainly other parts of the world as well. But this idea that, oh, well, because women have more rights in America than they do in some others, it's equal. That's like saying it's just not it, because other people have it worse doesn't negate
exactly
that there are still problems here.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So other criticism of the movement includes guys saying that, you know, well, women only want to do this because they aren't getting picked anyways, or they're lesbians. And again, I think they just don't get it. I think they don't get it, because one thing I'll tell you about getting picked, I don't think it's difficult for women, regardless of how attractive or unattractive they are, to get picked. Because
no.
Men are more motivated to be in relationships with women than women are with men. And there are majority men on dating apps. I just don't think that's the case. I don't think this is because like, oh no, I can't find a man to date. So
no, men will fuck a fucking burrito. Like it's not a compliment. And I'm sorry for a lot of what, like, I don't know, I probably shouldn't say this, but like any man that just like fucks you or gives you attention, that's not a compliment. They will do that with anybody. They will do that with anything. They will fuck couches. They will fuck animals.
This,
I don't know.
1,000%. And no, I don't think it's bad to say, and I don't think it's insulting to say. I think it's true, first of all.
Yeah.
But also, that reason right there is why I will never be flattered when a man wants to sleep with me.
No.
Pass.
One popular male creator on YouTube said, "Haven't y'all figured out that feminism up to this point has not worked out for you? It's not worked out for society. Why would anyone want to support a movement that destroys the family? Is this just a movement because you're bitter that you're not getting the results you want?" I think the men are the bitter ones, actually.
First of all, feminism has made tremendous progress over the years. If it weren't for feminist movement, we wouldn't have the right to vote. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have the right to have our own bank accounts. A lot of the things that are allowing us to live without being under a man are because of the feminist movement. So I don't agree that feminism has just been, has not worked. Are we bitter we're not getting the results we want? Maybe a little bit, maybe a little bit. And I don't like to say that, but the reality is that it does make me angry how men have treated me, how men treat my friends, my female friends, like the women around me, how I see women treated in the workplace, how I hear women talked about in the workplace when I'm in conversations with men and things like that. And maybe I am a little bitter.
It's not for no reason.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if bitter is the right word, because like when it's a justified anger, I feel like if you see those things and you're not a little angry about it, that's not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why it's still a movement. That's why it's such a huge thing, because it has gotten results, but we're not done yet. There's still a ways to go.
Yeah. Well, and also he's saying it's a movement that destroys the family. But I think the idea of the nuclear family, most households are not two parent, married, never divorced. I mean, you have a lot of single parent households. You have a lot of mixed families. You have people that don't get married. I think the nuclear family is outdated. I think we need to expand our ideas of family and community and how we look at and do relationships. And I think a lot of people would be happier, men included, if you were allowed to live outside of this one box of rules.
Yeah.
All right. A couple of people I have heard also call out concerns when it comes to white feminism as the 4B movement grows viral on social media in the Western world. And I do think that we need to be cognizant of white feminism and continue to listen to women of color and keep ourselves in check and be sure that we are trying to approach things from an intersectional standpoint that is inclusive of all women. But I also do think that there are shared experiences from women all over the world who live in patriarchal societies, and that this movement has already taken off. It's something that is resonating with a lot of women and is gaining traction regardless of whether we're talking about it or not. It's something that people are talking about and people are doing. And I think it's worth having conversation about. I think I need to stop saying I think.
A lot of men feel like women are asking for too much and make comments like, you already have equality and rights. What more do you want?
Again, I think they're wrong. I think men don't understand what equality really looks like. They, you know, they think doing the dishes is an equal partner. One of the best ways I've heard it is that women, at one point, we had to do all of the cooking and the cleaning and the child rearing and the household management and everything. And then we came into the workplace and we were allowed to have jobs, which is great. But we didn't say, okay, now we can work instead of doing this. We said, now we can work in addition to doing this. And so women have had to figure out how to hold jobs while they raise their children and do the dishes and the laundry and manage the house and the appointments and their husbands and take care of everyone else and continue to take care of everyone else while also now being equal providers to their husbands. And it's not working. It's not working for us. And there's a part of me that's like, I get why men don't want to do all the housework, because they're like, well, I don't want to do all the housework and go to work. Like, we're
neither
doing
do
it.
We. Yeah, like, we don't want to do it either.
But we would at least like some balance and some division so that everybody can be more equal. Also, you don't see a lot of men signing up to be stay-at-home moms. Like, if they think it's so easy, but they're not opting to do it themselves. They're not opting to put their careers on hold to stay home with the children and take care of the children and cook the meals and do the things. But yet they say, oh, it's so easy. You get to be home all day just playing with the kids or whatever, like they think it is. But a lot of women that I know would gladly say, if I could come home from work and like you've got dinner made and I just sit down and drink a beer and turn like the TV on or whatever, while you manage the kids and get them to bed and whatever, because I've had a long day at work.
Well, and also the really fucked up thing is a lot of times the men are like bringing in the most money because men are paid more than women. So
But even in households where women are the breadwinners, they still do the majority of the household
Oh, yeah,
management.
of course.
And we are seeing a trend. I don't know that it's the majority, but there are a lot more relationships now where women are out earning the men. And when I say that, see, men get really weird. They get like, well, if women make less than men, then how come every girlfriend I've had makes more than me? I've heard men say this. And here's the thing: women are being educated at higher rates than men are. We have more women graduating from post high school with post high school education, whether that's, a trade school or college or beyond, than we do men. And so, yes, women are paid less for the same jobs, but women are being more educated. Black women, I believe, are actually the most educated demographic and the lowest paid, which is horrible because, yeah, when you talk about, oh, it's not that we don't want to hire Black women, it's just that somebody else is more qualified. It's usually not the case.
No.
Anyways, got a whole other tangent. Okay. Is the 4B movement really a solution to anything? And what is the impact? Well, South Korea is seeing some of the lowest and most concerning birth rates ever right now. While there are several factors that go into this, gender inequality and the 4B movement is likely at least a contributing factor. So I think that's the biggest thing that people are talking about. Birth rates across the world are going down. We are at a point in a lot of places where you have less people being born than they're supposed to be to keep an economy going. And in South Korea, it's very, very bad. People are not having children. I think the gender inequality and these types of things are a huge contributing factor.
I love it because, like, obviously it is making an impact and it's doing something, but I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it making the impact that it should. Men are not going to change. I hope I'm wrong.
I think that's part of the movement, though. It's like we want men to change. We want men to do better, and we
Yes.
want men to meet us where we're at. And if you can't do that, there's a massively viral video right now where this guy is saying women are going to have to settle, and everybody's stitching it and whatever on TikTok. And there's a lot of men that agree with that. I've heard that from men before, big creators who have said, women are going to have to settle. And it's so funny to me that they think that's the solution. It would make sense if women were like had crazy demands. If we were like, we want a man who makes no less than six figures and who what does all of the home duties and works, and we want to just go to the mall. Like, that's ridiculous. No, we're saying we want to be treated like equal humans. We want equality in the relationship. We want you to also be able to do the things that we're doing. We don't want to just take care of you and not be met with anything. And that's the problem. For so long, men were told that all they needed to bring to a relationship was a paycheck.
Yeah.
And women are like, we don't want you for your money. What else do you have to offer? And they're coming up empty-handed because a lot of them don't have anything else to offer.
Except a bad attitude and a limp dick.
Right. Like, they're not even listening. Like, women are telling men so clearly what would make it better? What would, if all you do is listen and genuinely be kind, you're like top 10% of dudes.
You are, yeah.
And that is so sad, but it's true.
Yeah, it Some men feel like the 4B movement is an attack on men, but does this movement hurt men? No, like, do better. Like,
Think it hurts men at all. Because here's
no.
the thing. First of all, this is not at all women are doing it. It's not like every single woman everywhere has taken themselves off the market and no man, no matter how good you are, is going to find a woman. That's not what's happening. There's a large amount of women and growing in numbers who are deciding that it's just not worth it to date men because it's just consistently such poor experiences. And that doesn't I don't think that hurts you. If I decide that I'm not dating, that doesn't hurt you if you're not entitled to me and to date me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just me saying, like, I'm kind of removing myself from the dating scene, and a lot of other women are doing it too. And we're gonna go hang out with our fucking cats
Yeah.
and like be chill. So no, I don't think it hurts men.
Some men are responding by creating their own 5B movement. Oh, Lord. TikToker Charles Brooks stated that the 5B movement is a complete rejection of feminism, working women, career women. and it is complete support of traditional women, housewives, pick me women. And we're calling for all men to leave women alone until you're able to afford a housewife. It is specifically to get up your money and focus on your career until you can have a housewife and afford a housewife. This is a movement to move families back to the traditional ways. He goes on to state that women with an education are more likely to divorce. Career women are more likely to neglect their children. Career women have bad attitudes. He believes that this will improve our communities and that the 4B movement is an effort to control men. He says that traditional women will be more likely to stay married and raise your children, and that men need to reject baby mamas and single moms and need to refuse to support feminists. Okay. First of all, what did he say? This is women trying to control men. No, this is women wanting nothing to do with men. You have complete control of yourself and your actions and your thoughts, everything. We don't give a shit about you. Like, that's what the 4B movement is. Do what you want and stay away from us. Period.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Is this guy for real?
Yeah, he was for real. And there's a lot of guys who are rallying behind it. But I get it. Women don't always have anybody who's in like an oppressed party doesn't always have the best words or the right way to say it. But if you would just listen and try to understand where we're coming from, we could get so much further. Because feminists are willing to listen to men and hear them out, even though they are the ones who are the source of a lot of stress for us a lot of times. And it doesn't seem like men are very often willing to do the same. Dude, there's so much to unpack in all of that. He's like, educated women will divorce you. It's true. It is harder to control. Once someone knows, like, these are the signs of abuse and these are certain things like that, it's harder to abuse them. It's harder to control them. Like, the more educated someone is, the less you're able to control them. And that's what guys like this want. It's funny though, because I feel like these are the same type of dudes that want to complain that women are gold diggers. And they're like, you should be able to afford, like in this economy, now's the time you're deciding that you want to, I mean, do it, get your money up and be able to afford the pick me women that he specifically said, like the pick me women. But here's the thing. The men don't want those pick me women. They really, a lot of the time they don't.
No.
They act like they do, but what they really want is a woman who's not a pick me, that's more of a challenge that they can manipulate and over time tear down into being submissive and the type of woman they want. And, you know, not all of them, but that is certainly the trend I see a lot more. Or else, why doesn't Miss Pearl, pick me queen herself? Why hasn't anybody scooped her up yet? I mean, so Pearl, if you guys don't know who she is, and I forget what her full name is, but she's a redheaded girl that named Pearl that's really popular on TikTok. And she is a woman who has just so much internalized misogyny and self-hatred. It's actually really sad. But she goes on all these podcasts and stuff talking about how, like, women shouldn't have the right to vote and women should be subservient to men and all of this stuff. And all the while, you know, all these traditional men that she's had, they're like, yes, yes. And they're pointing to her and they're like, see, she's a woman and she agrees, but none of them are picking her. None of them are asking her out. None of them are putting a ring on her finger.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, and I get it because I feel like a lot of people don't exactly know what a feminist is or being feminist. So I can maybe kind of understand like why he's like trying to stay away from feminists, but motherfucker, get on Google. It literally just means to have equal rights to men, and a man that is so against that, like, that's almost scary.
Yes. I definitely think they don't understand it.
No.
Men seem to be lashing out with this kind of uno reverso twist on various feminist movements and applying them to men in an effort to discredit them. We see this whenever, you know, it's kind of that, oh, you're going to have the 4B. Well, we've got the 5B. And there have been so many others. There's Shira Seven is this lady who talks about like, oh, just get a man for his money. And it's satire, but it, you know, she does make some good points sometimes, but it's over the top, you know? And so it pisses a lot of guys off. And so they've started this whole like drizzle drizzle. And, you know, there's a lot of women saying, you know, I'm done with men. I'm just going to be single. I'm in my soft girl era. Or women who are like, I want this type of a man. I'm in my soft girl era and I want to attract someone that's going to add to my life and someone that's not just going to drain my energy because, you know, I'm in my soft girl era, whatever. So men have started this. It pissed him off. It pissed him off that some girls said they wanted to be in their soft girl era. So they started a counter movement called the soft guy era and started commenting on anybody's posts. And they were like, ooh, why don't you take me out to dinner? Why don't you, if we're equal, then why can't I be in my soft boy era or soft guy era or whatever? It's just like,
Oh my God.
it's not hitting the way that I think.
No.
There's an element of it that's satire, but it's not. Like you're saying it's satire, but it's satire against women, which is just sexism. Anyways, we see these types of things whenever there is an oppressed party speaking out. When Black Lives Matter movement started, we saw a wave of white people screaming, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. And, you know, I'm sure most you've probably met somebody who at some point has said something like, well, if Black people get a scholarship for being Black, why don't I get one for being white? And the thing is, there's an element of it that I get because I grew up in conservative spaces. And so I didn't understand some of these things until I was educated. But the sentiments are rooted in ignorance of the underlying issue and an inability to see through the eyes of the oppressed because you're in a position of privilege. I think men have a really hard time understanding sexism because they just can't relate. Whenever a party in power sees progress for those who are not in power, it can feel like a threat, but it really isn't. For instance, if we end racism, I lose my white privilege, but good. First of all, second of all white privilege means is that I will not be oppressed specifically for the color of my skin. It doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, have riches and gold and an easy life. It just means that I won't be oppressed for the color of my skin and other people are. So if racism ended, guess what? I'm still not going to be oppressed for the color of my skin. I'm not hurt by racism ending. But the people who are currently being oppressed for the color of their skin would benefit. That's a good thing. And with sexism, what's interesting is that if we dismantle patriarchy, men would still not just start being oppressed for their gender, but they would actually benefit in many ways. Because even though patriarchy is designed by men to keep men in power, it also carries with it consequences that impact men negatively, such as pressure to feel like their worth is tied to their income and their ability to provide, or that emotional intelligence is not manly. Feminists don't want men to suffer. We don't want revenge. Like, y'all should be glad we're not coming for revenge. We just want equality. And
Amen.
it's so funny that dude that said this, his whole movement, he's like, I want you guys to get your money up so that you can afford a housewife. And the funny thing is, first of all, in this economy, good luck.
Right.
Good luck, because if you're not there now, this isn't really the time to start. But good luck to you. Second of all, though, money isn't what we want in a man. And men seeing their worth as tied to money is not a good thing for them, for the relationship. Yeah, there was a study that came out recently that was talking about how men feel insecure, not recently, actually, it's been several years, but that men feel insecure if their partner, who's female, is successful. Anytime they have a success or a win, it makes the man feel like a failure. And it was interesting because it wasn't a consciously acknowledged thing. Like if you asked men what, you know, do you support? They'd be like, oh no, like I want her to be successful. I support all of her wins, of course. But over studying and observing, you know, moods and different things in the study, they found that that really wasn't the case, that men felt basically like they were failures anytime the woman succeeded. And then they ended up projecting that in other ways, because on a subconscious level, they were really upset by her successes. And part of that is this idea that your worth is tied to your income and your success as a man. And so that feels threatened if a woman is out earning you. Patriarchy tells men they have to be smarter and better and whatever. So if you're dating, yeah, I could just go on and on. But yeah, like if you're dating a woman then as a man who is smarter than you or makes more money than you or whatever, it creates challenges in relationship that shouldn't be there and it sucks.
Yeah.
If they could take that and say, rather than working on your money, work on listening to women to try to understand what we're really saying and improving your emotional intelligence, man, if you did those things,
Oh, man.
come back into the dating world in a year or so, like That's the thing. Like the men who get it, the men who are feminists, the men who listen, the bar is low, y'all. It now is the time to, if you want to be in relationships with women, there's a lot of women who would like to be in a relationship with a man, but only if it's the right conditions, because it's not worth losing ourselves.
And those conditions aren't that extreme. Like it's literally just like be nice, be kind, be loyal, like
No.
treat women like humans.
Like the things that we put up with from men and justify and whatever, we would never put up from female friends. And so men think that it's unrealistic, but it's like, I don't know many women who aren't doing this. So, like, if you're supposed to be better than us, maybe you could at least figure out how to do as much as we're doing. I don't know. Anyways. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how big the movement gets or doesn't get. I kind of, if I had to guess, forecast, I would say it's probably going to continue to gain traction on social media for a while. I don't see, but who knows? Because whether you call it the 4B movement or not, we do see a lot more women choosing to be single, choosing not to get married. And I've been actually really surprised at the number of women I've talked to who are choosing like longer term abstinence that are really done with dating. Again, not calling it the 4B movement, but I know a lot of women that are just tired of it. All right. Before I go down any more rabbit holes there, we're going to move on to our next section of the show. This is Joe Jam, where we tell you either new music that's out or what we've been listening to this week. Jody, what do you have?
Well, I can't wait until next week, and it comes out tomorrow. Co Wetzel, Mr. Co Wetzel, aka Daddy. Is releasing a new song tomorrow called Nine Lives, Black Cat. And he has released like snippets of it and like previews of it or whatever. And it's so good. I cannot wait to hear the whole thing tomorrow. So my Joe Jam is Co Wetzel, Nine Lives. What's yours?
Okay, so there is this new song out by one of our friends and rising country singer. Her name is Kelly Jean. She has been at it for a while and she's recently been picking up some traction. I'm so proud of her. She's had a billboard on Broadway, the whole nine yards, and she has this new single out. It is called Who Says? It's an upbeat country vibe. And again, that's Kelly Jean, Kellyy. Jeanne. And you
I
should check it out.
adore her.
She's so cute. She's
Yes.
so sweet and
She's doing her
starting to do
thing.
some really exciting things. And so I would encourage everyone to check her out. She's making some big strides right now, and that's exciting. So, all right. And now it's time to dish bish.
You better dish,
Yeah.
bish.
All right, in this part of the show, we play some fun games, get a little spicy, a little personal, and we have a couple of things for you. We've got some questions, and then we're going to play a little game of pick one. So, first question, Jody, have you ever done something dangerous for fun?
Oh, something dangerous. I guess that it would depend on what you consider dangerous. Like I used to go ghost hunting all the time, and that's scary, and scary is like dangerous, and that was really fun. But actual danger where I could be injured, I don't think so.
I can think of one thing.
Oh God, I'm scared.
Well, it was either last summer or the summer before. We were with a bunch of friends and we were going to go on this float trip. And we parked in what we thought was kind of a safe area by like an abandoned house. And we got all of our stuff out and the thing's blown up. And we were starting to head down. And some old ass male version of a Karen comes like stomping out of his car and he's like, "What are you doing? This is private property." And he was like so mad. He was saying he was going to call the cops on us. We couldn't get into the water from there. And I was like freaking out. I'm like, "He's going to call the cops." And Jody, and I think your dad, like, so your dad was already like gone,
There was like three or four of
right?
us. Yeah.
There's like a few of you. So like half Jody and like a couple others. We're like, fuck it, I'm going. And didn't you
We
say
did.
something to the guy too? Like, you got real badass
I
about it.
did. I got in his face.
What did you say? Like, I don't, I was.
I tried being nice at first. I was like, dude, we've come here for years. This is where we get in. Like, and then he was like, well, everyone's coming here and trashing my place. I said, we're making footprints in your fucking grass. Is that the problem? And I
She
don't
got
know.
so snippy. And for Jody to be like, she's normally so conflict avoidant. And we switched. We were like, we reversed roles
I was
because
mad.
she
He was not
flipped on
going to.
this guy. And then she just like went and she's like, I'm going. And she got in the water. And I stayed back with like the scared bitches.
He goes, "You're not getting in right there. You're not getting in on this property." I said, "Fucking watch me." And so I
Yeah. It
did.
was like hardcore. And
Yeah.
when none of us went to jail, it was fine. But I remember thinking like he's gonna call the cops. Like, and then I mean, in retrospect, like what are the cops gonna do? Fucking canoe to you and like tell you to pull
Right?
your fucking tube over.
Oh
Like,
my God.
come on.
Come out here and catch me, bitch.
but yeah, so I was like a scared bitch and went back with the other scareds to one of our friends' houses, and like we hung out there for a minute until we found some guy named Bubba on a rowboat to like. It was a whole thing.
100% true too. When we were tubing, probably like 20 minutes, 15 minutes down the river, there was this really drunk dude on a boat just like hanging out, and his name was Bubba. And I was like, "Hey, will you go meet some of my friends at this dock down the river and bring them back to me?" And he was like, "Yeah." So I called Aaron and I was like, "Hey, meet Bubba here. He's gonna pick you up on his boat." And she was like, "What the fuck?" But it worked out.
So
Bubba did
we're all
it.
in his boat and he's sitting there just drinking beers and he just kept saying, I gotta go
Dude, I swear to
home.
God, I think I saw him riding a bicycle the other day downtown. He probably has a DUI. If you have a
He
DUI, can you
has
drive your
to.
boat?
I mean, who's patrolling?
Right? It's true. What about you? Was that your dangerous?
Well, that was my not dangerous. I feel like I did more dangerous stuff when I was younger.
Yeah.
But some of the dangerous stuff I did is like stupid. I wouldn't encourage it. I wouldn't tell anybody to do it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
we've
dangerous.
done some
Well,
stuff.
my friend, I won't name her, but I had a friend when I was younger. Like we met these guys at a hooker bar, a hookah bar, which used to be like a cool thing. Where I live when you were like not 21 yet, but you could still whatever go there and
Get some hookers.
some
I'm
hookers.
sorry.
And yeah, like we met these random guys and ended up like hanging out with them to like 3 in the morning and walking back to their place. And they told us we were breaking into this house and like we just rolled with it. And they like, I don't know, we like climbed in the windows to this house and then they ate like pizza that was sitting on the stove. And then we went in the basement and there was like a stripper pole and we weren't like stripping or anything like that, but just being stupid. And I think they ended up like they knew the people that lived there. So we weren't really breaking in, but it was still like not super safe to just like,
Yeah.
run off with random dudes and break into a house. Mine are just getting weirder, honestly. So I'm gonna move on to the next question. You're like, what the fuck? Next question. What is the most overrated sexual position?
100,000,000% reverse cowgirl. You get to look at my asshole and like the arch of my back and everything, and I get to look at your fucking twinkle toes. No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's it's too good.
I would agree, but for the sake of not doing my typical, I just want to look at my cat's asshole. He's trying to be in the video. Here, Buddha, you can just say hi to everyone for a
Hi,
sec.
Buddha.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, so not to totally copy you, I'm going to come with a different one. Okay, I'm going to say the one, so it's not missionary. Because I like missionary, but it's the one where, like, when they fold your legs like
Oh
back over your
God.
head, it's not comfortable. It's not the worst, but it's just like I feel like guys like that position, but it's like it's very awkward and kind of uncomfortable. Now we're gonna do a quick game of pick one.
Oh boy.
So pick one. Would you rather grow a unibrow or shave your eyebrows?
Unibrow.
Really?
Yeah, I don't look like people look so fucking weird with their eyebrows gone. Like, look at that. Even just my fingers. I know I have a tattoo that like makes it look like it's.
My eyebrows are already so thin, I feel like nobody would even notice.
I
It would
feel like
just.
yours would be fine, but mine would not
See, I
be.
was thinking you could draw on your eyebrows and then it wouldn't matter.
Oh, if you're allowed to draw them on, then I'll shave them. But if you're not, then I'm going to do it.
I think I'm gonna shave them either way.
You're like, I'm just ready for a change. I'm here. Let's just get the razor out right now.
The unibrow scares me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't, but yeah, a little bit. Okay, butt plug or anal beads?
Oh God. Butt plug, because beads is weird to me. Like all butt. I mean, if you listen to this podcast at all. You know that butt stuff is weird for me anyway, and I'm uncomfortable with it. But if I had to, butt plug.
I agree. Butt plug over anal beads.
Yeah.
I Jody and I were watching anal bead videos recently.
Yes, together.
What started this was, but no, it's too nasty. I can't say that. It's fine. I'm sorry. Anyways, we're gonna move on.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Pick one. Okay, super short or super long nails?
I wish I was one of the girlies that could have the super long ones, but it's just annoying to me. So super short.
I love long nails, but even when I do mine long, they're short compared to like the Cardi B nails and all of those.
Right.
I'm gonna go with short
Yeah.
also. All right, two more. A guy with long fingernails or a 3.5-inch dick. I know, I was doing that too. I was like, if your thumb's about a half an inch, like that's actually not that bad, right?
No, and as long as he
Pretty.
knows what he's doing, and like long fingernails on a dude is just so the dick, 3.5 inch dick.
Same. Well, because like the G spot's like only like
It's only like
it's
2 inches in,
yeah.
so
Yeah.
we're good. We're good to
So,
go.
but long fingernails, A man with long fingernails, I can't do it.
No, it's
I
no.
can't do it. Okay, last one. Would you rather marry a guy who calls himself an alpha male or be single forever?
Single forever.
Yeah, I'm gonna be single with you, bitch.
Yeah, girl.
Fuck
Fuck
an
the alpha
alpha
male bitches.
male, but don't fuck them because they ain't getting no pussy. Because
Alpha pussy for the
they got long fingernails and bad attitudes. Yeah.
bitches. Yeah.
That's it.
Fantastic. That was fun. Thanks so much for listening. If you made it this far, please subscribe if you haven't yet. Give us a positive review and write some kind feedback. This means so much to us and is a way that you can help and support us that costs you nothing.
Follow us on social media at Get Comfortable Pod or send an email to getcomfortablepodcast@gmail.com. Bye.
Bye.